Well, we know that some of the benefits of getting out of the car and getting onto the bike, you can get that fresh air, you can get a bit of exercise, you can keep trim, and, well, you can save a bit of money on parking as well. Now, there is a bit of movement with cycleways proposed in Newcastle. However, there are a few concerns about it, and from Newcastle Cycleways Movement, the president, Peter Lee, joins us this morning. Peter, you're at an airport waiting to get on a plane, all happening where you are.
Yes, wanting to come home.
Good, well, you always want to come back to Newcastle and the Hunter, that's for sure.
Now, that's for sure.
The state government does have some plans for cycleways in Newcastle. Can you just take us through some of the concerns that your organisation has at the moment?
We have two major concerns with the City Centre Cycleway Network Strategy document, what a title. Primarily the biggest problem is these are supposed to be designed by expert transport planners. They must understand the theory that the closer people are to their destination, the less willing people are to take a convoluted detour. And so the cycleway that comes along Hunter Street that doesn't connect to the university is going to cause problems.
Okay.
The university students are going to be a big user of the cycleway, and they will find their way to the university from the end of the Hunter Street cycleway.
So the thought being that it's got to be simple, as simple as possible for people, and they simply have to take you to where people are most likely to go, and you feel that the proposed plans aren't quite hitting the mark there.
Oh, they are falling one block short.
And that may be just enough. I have not, yes, enough people not using them, thus...
To make it dysfunctional, yes.
Yeah, for sure. So from your point of view, from the chats that you've been having with people that are using bicycles to get around, what would some better alternatives be? What would you like to see happen?
The key problem there is that cycleway must connect directly to the university. Now, I was talking with other people in the past, obviously, it's a given that the light rail is going to come out into Hunter Street. That decision is made regardless. But if the come out into Hunter Street happened one block further east, then there is room for both. It's a very simple modification to the design the state government appears to be committed to.
So what you're saying there, Peter, is that we don't necessarily have to reinvent the wheel, no pun intended. We don't necessarily have to tear the whole thing down and start again, but just a bit of a touch-up here and there to provide a bit more connectivity would be the way to go.
Absolutely.
Mm. Well, Peter, we'll watch this for some space. Hopefully that your concerns and the concerns of others that are using bikes regularly can be heard, and maybe a few changes can take place. And I'd better let you get back on that plane so you can get back and get on your bike.
Great.
Thank you very much. That's Peter Lee. He is the president of Newcastle Cycleways. And great that we can have more spots for people to ride their bikes. It'd be great to get people out of the cars and even off the buses and trains if they're close enough. But, gee, they've got to connect with where we need to go, don't they? We'll watch it with some interest.